Welcome to the Quick Cast. My name is Becca Syme, and I'm an author success coach with more than 6,000 individual authors coached. And this podcast is specifically about how to create more author success. Now, we're closing in on 5 years of having done this podcast, and we use a lot of language, a lot of phrases and words consistently that we'll get questions about what does this or that mean. So we're doing a series called the Quitcast Primers, where I take one topic or one word or phrase, and I just talk for 10 minutes about what that means so that if we ever need to refer back to it, we can refer back to it. And for those of you who haven't heard these things before, it gives you an opportunity to hear them for the first time, maybe. I've started actually setting a timer for these episodes just to make sure that I'm keeping myself in line with my promise that they will be short. Some of them have gone a little long. So today I'm putting 10 minutes on the timer, and we're going to talk about the 2 for 30 and 30 for 30 writing challenges. Now, if you go to our website, betterfasteracademy.com/2FOR30, 2 for 30, you'll see some of this information listed there. When we first started them, one of the goals was to take a 30-day segment of time, and some of them run during a month and some of them run like this upcoming one. They just start on the 3rd of October and then run for 30 days. And so some of them are actually intended to be in a month and some are not. But the goal of the 30 days is to provide a clear start and a clear end, because we always have some kind of challenge that we are trying to accomplish in the 30 days. The problem, of course, with our platform is that we can't ever do anything the same way twice. And I laugh at that because it is both very much my personality, right? Individualization, ideation. It is my personality to try to individualize and then ideation to try and be creative about how we do things. But additionally, with ideation, and those of you who in the Clifton Strengths are either strategic or ideation will understand this, I also need the challenges to be different for myself, because I get bored if I do the same thing over and over again. So for those of you who wish that we would do the same thing over, I apologize. But we are trying to create some kind of new engagement and new interest on behalf of the people who are both running it, which I'm pointing at myself, obviously, which I participate in them. And then also for other people who have a boredom strength, I'm going to call it, because I hesitate to say issue. I don't think it's an issue. So the reason that you'll hear 2 for 30 and 30 for 30 interchangeably is that the 2 and the 30 at the beginning are the number of minutes that we're doing the challenge for. So whatever the challenge is about, it's 2 for 30, 2 minutes for 30 days, or it's 30 for 30, 30 minutes for 30 days, or, and I'll get into more of that in a second, but the goal, though, is to create a time and space where we try to meet a particular challenge. And the challenge is always focused on either our sustainable, like self-care. We've done a couple of challenges in the past where the goal is to spend the first 30 minutes in the manuscript. We've done challenges where we've done 2 minutes of self-care every single day for 30 days. And we may do some of those types of things again, but the upcoming challenge is a 30 for 30 challenge. And so this is how I think of the 30 for 30 that's coming up in October. One of the things that's true about me and the reason that I make a community around this particular type of success orientation is because I do better in my productivity when I'm focused on other people. And I think there's this sense in, especially in the productivity industrial complex, that you should be able to do it on your own, that there should be something inside you that just magically makes you want to be productive, and that everything that has transpired heretofore in your life is irrelevant because you should just be able to do this thing, even though you don't necessarily have a skill for that. And so one of the reasons we make the challenges communal, so we have, usually we'll have a kickoff that's on our Crowdcast channel, which is crowdcast.io/@BeccaSyme. So usually we have a crowdcast kickoff at the beginning of these challenges. Here's what we're doing for the 30 days. Here's how you win, right? Like, we want to be clear about here's how you win the challenge, because for some of us, we're in it for the big grand prize. Because how we usually run these challenges is we'll have either a coupon or a book or something that we give away to every single person who accomplishes the challenge. The rules change every time though, but generally speaking, this is what we try to do. We try to give something away to everybody who completes the challenge. And then we also have a grand prize. And we usually give away something like a course or admission to one of our workshops or conferences or something of the sort. And so there's always some kind of opportunity for somebody to win a really big prize, so that even if I already am making manuscript words, which is a prize in itself, frankly, for me lately, we're also potentially going to draw winners for something. In October, we're running a 30 for 30 where I'm actually going live on the YouTube channel every single day for 30 minutes to do one manuscript time block. And I'll do a primer about what a manuscript time block is. And you can also see that on the 2 for 30 page on our website, see the description of what that is. But the goal is to try to get one manuscript time block every single day live on the YouTube channel. And if you would like to, you don't have to. And generally speaking, every time we run one of these challenges, we try to make it possible for people to not participate the entire time if they don't want to and still be able to do something. So like in particular, in the October challenge, October 2023 challenge, we're allowing people to win on the lives when, like a stuck list deck, for instance. We might give away some days and not on others, and you'll just have to show up and find out. But the goal of the challenge is to get us all either practicing self-care actively together or writing actively together. And to be fair, manuscript time blocks, as we'll talk about in the primer, don't necessarily have to be writing words. So you can be participating in the challenge, whether you're in active writing mode or not. And that's one of the reasons that we do the challenge this way in particular. And I know a lot of people are fans of National Novel Writing Month, what we call NaNoWriMo in the writing community, or NaNoWriMo, I've heard people say. But I'm not a fan of NaNoWriMo because it doesn't work with my process, generally speaking. But if I could do manuscript time blocks every single day, it gets me into the manuscript. I just may not produce words every day because I generally don't write words every day. But what's interesting about these challenges, and in particular, the ones where we try to do manuscript time blocks, is that we see people continue to do them after the challenges are over because they like the feeling of it so much. The manuscript time blocks, is they don't require you to have words as a product. So if you're not a person who can produce words like that, you don't have to do that in order to participate. So we hope that you'll consider joining upcoming challenges that we have. And again, if you check betterfasteracademy.com/2for30,